Next on the show, I'd like to introduce a new segment we're calling Community Connection. We're going to look for you listeners to share your personal stories on how you're spending your days and reflections or poetry, just life in these times. I'll give you all some technical instructions here in a minute. In fact, if you want to get your phones ready, I'll teach you how to record onto those. But in the meantime, here is one example we've already received from writer and retired physician Mo Longworth. Let's see if I can get this to play here.
This is Maureen Longworth in Juneau, Alaska, and I dedicate this to our local National Public Radio station, K2, and the staff that are making our lives more enjoyable as we hunker down in our homes during these times. Diary of a Voluntary Social Isolate, Day 3, The Ides of March, 2020. Used to it, liking it even, the quiet spaciousness, the stop to rushing around, the sudden appearance of uncluttered time, the love and care in connecting phone calls, checking on one another, the offer of help from the younger ones who want to protect us from getting sick, enjoying preparing our meals and eating at home every time, watching the families on walks and bike rides, delighting in what we can still love here on the edge of wilderness, all in this together. And I've always loved together most of all. What a wonderful, special time this is.
All right, Mo Longworth, thank you very much for sharing that with us. We also received a piece from storyteller Tom Cosgrove. I'm going to bring him on the line here in just a second. Here is Tom's story.
I retired a few months ago. I know, timing is everything, right? I did a bit of traveling at first, but soon found myself at home in the flats, feeling my age as I cleared the repeated dumps of heavy snow. I was mainly kicking around the house alone. My wife is still working full-time. And frankly, I was feeling a bit lost. Really, I was depressed. I didn't know how to plug into my new life. I mean, you can only do so many procrastinated projects. I had left a career that I no longer enjoyed, but it was work that was had meaning and purpose. Getting the grout clean, it is just not the same thing. And then this whole COVID-19 thing hit. I had been watching it since the reports started coming out of China in December. I knew it was building, but I am really good at denial. I assumed that it would be just another big storm we had to weather. Even after my wife Mila, she's deputy city manager, even after she repeatedly told me that this was going to be big, I clung to denial. But when I finally accepted the truth, something in me immediately switched. The fog cleared, my anxiety gone. I did have a purpose, a crystal clear purpose. My main job is to keep my wife free of distraction and in good health, so she can focus on making sure that our friends and neighbors remain safe and that the city keeps functioning. The decisions being made now are literally life and death, and I am thrilled that Mila's calm, clear mind is at the table. Now, I could give you a laundry list of everything I'm doing for my family, including concocting homemade cleaning solutions. But just let it be known that the clean clothes Mila's wearing were washed and folded by me.
All right. Tom Cosgrove should be on the line here. Tom, are you there?
I am, Scott. I am.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. What inspired that piece? I think it kind of speaks for itself, but tell us more.
I'm a storyteller. I'm a huge believer in people telling their stories. And the moment we're in right now is unprecedented in our lives. We're experiencing new things and finding ourselves in new roles. And to me, these experiences, they're all stories. I mean, this time is alive with them. And so I just I think it's important that we all share stories at this time. And I want to get as many of these stories recorded as I can and have them shared with our community.
Absolutely.
I've been involved in mudrooms, as you know. And, you know, stories build community. And real people telling real stories create compassion and touches us in ways that social media cannot.
Right, right. So you proposed to KTOO, you got in contact with us earlier, and you were pretty much ready to sort of become a story catcher, it sounded like, and walk around your neighborhood recording stories. So I want to thank you again for the inspiration to get this going, and we can make this all accessible to our community. Tom, I gave you instructions on how to use your phone to record that story. How'd that go?
It went great. It went great. Once we got the bugs out, but I think we do have the bugs out, and I think we're ready to share that info, right?
Yeah. Do you have your phone with you right now? You want me to pretend like we're going to walk through how to make a recording and send it to KTOO?
Please.
All right. So the first thing that we all want to do, right, is find a quiet spot. You in a quiet spot, Tom?
I am.
All right. Take your phone out of its case. If you haven't done that already, cases can obscure your microphones on your phone. All right. Now, this part is a tiny bit technical. If you're following along with us, listeners, it's not too bad, though. And sorry, this is sort of iPhone-centric. I apologize. But these same sort of principles will work on an Android or similar phone. But we're going to use voice memo, but before we use your voice memo, we're going to go into settings. All right. And in settings, we're going to click on voice memo. Are you with me, Tom?
I am with you. Settings,
yep.
Voice memos. Settings. Okay, voice memos. Okay, with you.
Cool. And then go to audio quality.
Which is somewhat down the page.
Yeah.
Second set. Yeah. Auto quality.
Okay.
The default's compressed, right?
Right, right. So we want to do a lossless file. And by the way, listeners, I'm going to put these instructions on ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. So if you want to see all these instructions there. So we've clicked on lossless. And that's going to give us a high-quality file like yours. It sounded great, by the way. Thank you again. All right. Here's another pro tip I forgot to tell you, Tom, but I hope it didn't mess you up. Put your phone on airplane mode.
Oh, you did not.
That way, like, in the middle of your award-winning story, nobody's going to call you. All right.
All right. Well, I think the most important tip for me was how to hold it.
Yeah. You want to explain that to our listeners?
Well, no, I'll try. But basically, why don't you go ahead? You're good.
Just hold your phone about 6 inches away from your mouth and make sure that the microphone or the bottom of your phone is pointed towards your mouth. That's where the microphones are. So you hold that 6 inches in front of your mouth, but then move your phone just off to the side, like a 45-degree angle, I like to say. And that makes it miss all the plosives, the P's and the B's and all those things that make those big, weird air puffs on your recordings. So hold it off just to the side. Start recording your story. We're going to be, I think, our time limits. We're going to play around with 3 minutes. And you listeners, what are you doing? Got some poetry? Got a story that you want to share with us? We'd love to hear it. At the very end of that, your voice memo, once you've stopped it, you can hit the share button right there in voice memos, and you can email your story to junoafternoon@ktoo.org. What did I miss, Tom?
The piece that I just did was 2 minutes. And so 3 minutes is fairly long for radio time, right? So, really 3 minutes max. The other thing that I want to throw out there is that I'm truly passionate about this. And if people are looking for help about how to capture the story, I would like people to give me a holler. You can reach me at Tom Coz, that's TOMCOZ@alaska.net. And, I guess also I think we need a tag phrase. How about you have the time, capture this moment.
You have the time, capture this moment. Community connection. I like it, Tom. I really appreciate your enthusiasm for this as well. Can you give us your email once more? This is, sounds like story coaching from Tom Cosgrove, free story coaching. Although I don't want to say free. You know, maybe you want to barter or trade for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Keeping 6 feet apart makes everything weird. The email is TOM. COZ, Charlie Oscar Zulu, at Alaska.net. And I would be glad to help. If you just have a germ of an idea and you don't know how to proceed, we can just talk it through. That's what coaching is. It's just like, let's verbalize it, and then you're going to be ready to record and send it in.
Tom, I appreciate your passion for this project and your help. And I hope our listeners, I hope this sounds like fun to you. Again, you're going to be sending those sound files to junoafternoon@ktoo.org. And like I said, I'll put instructions up after the show at ktoo.org/junoafternoon for how to make those fun, nice quality recordings on your phone. Tom, I really appreciate you being on the show today and helping out. And stay in touch. Stay well.
I'm thrilled to be involved. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you, Tom. And speaking of other ways to tell stories, I got permission from Kagwask Ishmael Hope. He has been doing some storytelling on Facebook. So let's give a listen to this.
How? Wasa siye yeti, lakat yuhan. Yek e awe. Yek eha gunshisha sakat yuhan. Adusaha stu tu kawu ti ye. Weshka snake away. Yek eha tuha yukatangi, hasis gohas yukatangi. Yek e awe. Ka tuka na teach you ha yukatangi. Nak yis away. Nak yak yeti away. Ye kaya dukayin. Hi, I was just saying that I'm very grateful to everyone for anyone who has appreciation for the storytelling and for our grandparents' language. I really appreciate the people that come out and support that. It's a very, very nice thing. And yak e awe idat kwa achkos kahastu ani awe adayu tuha tank ya yagi achaya yi in kakwasanik ya shkasnik kesane. You achfif go hastat, hastu ani. Heth ach aye koa, hastu eda hawe, hasif go has. Hatu kena seen a tuna haya, hasif go has yukatangi. Ye away ach tundatani, ye yeti. Kunachowe wanganin kunachowe ach tu ye na teach you hasis go has tu sit sini achaya ach tu asiku you han su yisiku helch as khat ko a owe adusa adus kuch siti hayen wanke ye owe. I was talking about how it's just a really powerful thing that we just gain strength from our grandparents' language. And I myself feel it. And I think that's why I'm doing this. And it's just a very special thing. Ka teich tu dachawe yuchatank. It's a language from the heart. Katech tudach, from the heart. But with my
Gunachish Kagwask Ishmael Hope, you can find him on Facebook, and I think he's going to be doing more storytelling like this.